Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claymology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Matthew. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I am doing so well. I am happy to be speaking with you. I am sorry to hear that our infrastructure issues have prevented you from being in person, but such is life with these bridge situations, isn't it?
That's what happens when you have a hurricane. I'm rolling through your neighborhood. It kind of messes everything up, even weeks later.
That's right. And I'm sad to say, I think it'll probably be ongoing for quite some time. But thankful for technology that we're still able to connect this morning. I'm so happy to speak with you.
Yes, it's always good to be on the air with you, Ruthie. How are you doing today? Everything's well?
Everything is going really well. You know, it's what I like to call Friday Eve, and it's gorgeous outside. And now we're less than 3 weeks away from this election, and I'm happy that we're racing towards the end of 2020.
Absolutely. I try to consider every day like Friday. It's kind of like a weird thing that I do every time that I just when I go into the bank, I see this one security guard, and he says, "How are you?" And I'm saying, "Great, it's Friday." He's just standing there on the wall. I try to give him some cheer. I said, "Today's Friday. It could be Monday." I'm like, "Today's Friday. It's fantastic." So it's just a perspective.
That.
It's all about your perspective. Yeah.
That's great. You know, so I think Dolly Parton
said that.
Friday shouldn't get to have all the fun.
Oh, did she really?
I think something. I'm probably butchering that quote, but something along those lines. I love that. Friday is a state of mind.
That's exactly right. Friday's a state of mind. Yep. And so that's kind of what we'll talk about today. It's just the state of mind of just insurance and just getting over life's kind of issues and things that life can throw at you and how the vehicle of insurance can help you overcome some of life's hurdles, because that's what insurance is all about. Insurance isn't like it's not a glamorous subject. It's not something people like to tune into. It's not like we're talking politics where people are like on the edge of their seat trying to figure out what happens. But insurance is a really big deal because everyone has some type of insurance, whether it's health insurance, whether it's life insurance, car insurance, some type of property insurance, homeowners insurance, business insurance, you name it, somebody has insurance. And sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with filing an insurance claim. And it's kind of like one of those things that never gets taught about, it never gets talked about, but that's what it is. It's one of the things that people end up having, and when they go purchase it, they have no idea how to use it. They just figure, okay, I have insurance, and because I have insurance, I'm just going to either A, part of my language gets screwed over, or B, I'm never going to file a claim, or C, I don't ever want to file a claim. I never want to have to deal with it ever again. So people will fall into this category of filing a claim or dealing with it sometime in their life. And when they do, they really need to make sure that they're equipped with the right type of knowledge and understanding of what insurance really does for them. A lot of people believe that because they purchase insurance, that they're going to be covered for everything. And that's one of the things that I want to kind of dispel, is the fact that you're not covered for everything. You think you're covered for everything, but the reality is the policies are written in legalese, which is just legal jargon. And that's why these policies are pages upon pages upon pages long, where people don't get the opportunity to read them before they purchase it. They typically go to their agent and they ask their agent, "Hey, I need insurance." And the agent typically says, "Okay, these are the premiums. Do you want to save some money? How can we save you money on your premiums?" And everybody typically falls hook, line, and sinker for it, because the carriers, they market that way. They market bundle and save. They say, do your home, do your car, do your life, bundle, 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 and save. But the reality is, do you really know what bundling means? And do you really know what you're risking when you do bundle with one particular carrier? Because you might not get the coverage that you are expecting. And I've seen it happen many times.
This is so timely, Matthew. I'm excited to be speaking with you this morning. Our homeowner's insurance is up for renewal. And I said to my fiance, I'm going to talk to Matthew. We're going to get some good guidance because we've talked before about those minimums, and there you have some really great tips for people when it comes time to choosing, like you said, and understanding your insurance policy.
That's important. And one thing I want to clarify, I'm not an insurance agent. I'm a public adjuster. And so the difference between myself and an insurance agent is I don't sell policies. I have the ability to adjust claims through the policies that you own. So I'm with a company, we're called Claimology, and you can visit us online at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. You can always check us out there, and we're also on Facebook, and we're trying to go live right now, but the connection's not so good, so unfortunately people can't view us. But again, at Claimology, we're public adjusters, so we're licensed to the state. We don't work for the state. People hire us to ensure that the insurance companies are treating them fairly when they do file a claim. Because when they have a claim and they file it, the carrier is going to send someone out and they're going to adjust the loss based upon what the insurance company basically directs them on how to write the loss. And that's exactly what happens. They do tell them in kind of a back-ended way on how to actually adjust the claims without kind of giving the whole farm away, so to speak. So the difference between myself and an agent is the agent sells the policies, but the agents can't interpret the policies. An insurance agent is not allowed to. They shouldn't do that because that's not their line of expertise. However, unfortunately, they should definitely understand what they're selling. And so even though an agent can't make coverage decisions, an agent really should understand everything that goes on inside the policies. And unfortunately, when I was teaching insurance classes up in Philadelphia, I would ask the question to an audience of 25 or 30 agents, and I would ask one question, and it wasn't a trick question, but it was kind of a vague question, and I would get 50-50 answers based upon the questions. And it was really unique and interesting to see which agents actually understood the question and which didn't. So now consider yourself a person like you going to renew your policy, and you have a question about you have a question for your agent, and you ask the agent the question, but you get the person that is on the opposite side of the fence that doesn't understand what the policy does. Well, then they're not going to be able to instruct you intelligently what you're actually going to be covered for and what that means for you in the event of a loss. So to come back end around to answer your question, who should you look to get the right information? Number one, an agent should be giving information, but also public adjusters. A public adjuster like myself, because I'm not selling a policy, I have no interest in giving you the best premium. I have no interest in giving you an answer that I think is going to help my bottom line. I'm just going to give you a flat-out answer that's going to help you as an insured make sure you don't get really messed up when a loss happens. So going to a professional, going even to an attorney will cost you money to go probably do a policy review. But someone like myself as a public adjuster, we do policy reviews for free. We look at them and help educate you because at the end of the day, we want you to be covered. And that's part of the service that we do at Claimology. We're here to help the public.
I love that. So there is that opportunity, like you said, through the public adjuster to have the free policy review. Maybe if you've got something really tangled up and complicated or you need a lot of help, an attorney is the right way to go. But Claimology might be a great place to start.
Absolutely. And we can actually tell you too, hey, listen, you have a really complex business situation or you have some really other interesting things. And we have resources. We have attorneys that will actually do that too, that we bounce things off of that don't cost anyone anything. So having resources and understanding the knowledge of the policy is really, really important. And one of those things that always comes up that I like to help people get is you're always better off having more insurance than not enough insurance. You're better off spending the extra $50 to $65 in premium or $100 a year in premium to give yourself $50,000 worth of coverage, which you just might need next hurricane, God forbid it happens, or even there's a fire or you have some other loss and you need a restoration company to come in and dry out your house. Unfortunately, a lot of times, and I've saw this happen with Hurricane Michael and multiple other disasters, is that the insurance that you buy doesn't take into account the service that's actually needed to dry out the house, to sanitize it, to clean it, to make it actually livable and clean so that you can get it repaired. Because you can't repair moldy, nasty, black water stuff. So people that do their homes themselves that don't have enough insurance, they end up sacrificing the professional services that they need to save themselves money because they don't have the right coverage. And that's unfortunate. That really is.
Yes, and we've talked before about that, how you have to maybe sacrifice some of the nicer things you had in your home because you can't afford to replace them yourself and your insurance doesn't cover.
Yes. Contents are a big thing that people don't have a lot of coverage for. They usually go very underinsured with contents. And that's typically just because the insurance carriers, if you have a $120,000 policy, they're just going to give you 10%. Of what your contents. It's just like a blanket content value. Let's just say they're going to give you $12,000, right? But that's not going to be enough coverage for you. So really go through and evaluate your home and take a look at what you have. I know for myself, in my home, I've got the contents, and we don't have a big house or a lot of contents, but I've got upwards of almost close to six figures of coverage because the replacement cost is so important. What I can't get the same stuff now, and if I could, it would cost an arm and a leg because I have to replace it with the same cost. So go through people don't take things into consideration like their clothing, their wardrobe. Your wardrobe is very expensive, I'm sure. If you were to have to replace all of your wardrobe, if you've got kids, let's say you have a family of just four people, two adults and two kids, go through your house and really say, wow, what would it take if we had a fire right now? Or we had another hurricane or some other loss, and all of our clothes were completely destroyed. How much would it cost just in the clothing to get all brand new clothes? And then say, okay, then how much would it cost for the bedding? Not just the bed, but all of your linen. Mm. And then you go through all of your dishes. And then you go through all of your silverware. And then you go through all of your knickknacks. And then you go through all of the things, your books. And then you go through all of your other valuables, your TVs and your large goods. And then by the time you're done, you're like, holy moly, I've got this much stuff? Yeah, you got that much stuff. You have no idea. So it's really important. That's always a good thing on a day that you're kind of bored and you've got nothing else to do. Start going through your house and itemizing the things that you have, and you'd be surprised how much that will actually take to replace that stuff. Even if you got it on sale, you might not get it on sale again. Like you might get a great deal on a dining room set that could have been $4,000, and you picked it up and you got a steal at $1,200. Well, you don't insure it for $1,200. You insure it for $4,000 because the likelihood of you getting that same set again on sale isn't going to happen. So you have to insure it for the value it takes to get replaced.
That is such a great point. And Matthew, I want to invite you. I appreciate that you invited a guest on to speak with you. And so we have Greg Durrett to join us on our insurance roundtable. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the expert panel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Greg, thanks for joining us. And for anyone listening out there, you can always call into questions at 850-437-1620. That's the radio line. You can always call and ask questions. But we want to have a little bit of an insurance roundtable. And Greg is, he does health insurance, and I'll let him introduce. And I wanted to kind of just get things out there for people to give them more knowledge and understanding of what insurance does and the opportunities that are out there for them to protect themselves. So Greg, take it away for a few moments.
Sure. Again, my name is Greg Durrett. I'm with the Florida Health Connector, and we represent Florida Blue for a variety of different health insurance issues. So it's either any size group is one, getting closer to the open enrollment for individuals, so we do individual as well. But the hot thing today is that October 15th through December 7th, so starting today, it's the Medicare annual election period. And that is a very, very, very busy time of year for us, because everyone that has it either loves it or they feel like they have to do something new with it. So it comes down to people looking at the network of doctors, looking at are their medications covered, are their premiums too high or going up, or, you know, all these different factors come into play because it reaches into people's pockets. I mean, you talk about protecting from different types of losses. Medical losses are just as great, if not greater, if you don't properly cover them. So this is a really important time of year for people to take advantage and take a look around at their existing thing to find out if it's working for them, or to kick a few tires and call some other people and see if perhaps things have gotten better, because every year this stuff does change and evolve from coverage perspective as well as premiums. I mean, here in Okaloosa County now, they've expanded to a zero premium product, which is really quite an impressive thing, considering it's also a PPO as opposed to an HMO. So we're pretty excited about all that.
That's cool. And knowledge is power. And a lot of people don't really even understand not just their home insurance, their property insurance, or business. They don't even understand their health insurance, of what they're covered for. And so having someone like Greg explain situations, explain what coverages do, what they don't do, and what you're eligible for is so important. And I'm going to highly encourage everyone, if anyone listening out there, is to take this information. We're going to let Greg give his information at the end. If you have questions about insurance, if you have questions about health insurance, give Greg a call and let him take a review for you. Because, again, we're talking about insurance, talking about protecting your assets. Your health is a huge asset. That's it. I mean, you need to really protect yourself and make sure that you can go to work and provide what you can and make sure that your homes are taken care of, too.
Right, and it's very important, and you're right. Many people don't truly understand. One of the things that I notice quite often is that there are two types of Medicare tracks you can take, if you will. One is a supplement policy, which you have to add a prescription drug plan to, and the other is an Advantage plan, which includes prescription. And people bandy those terms about without really giving any regard for the fact that they are very, very different approaches to how it is that you would be covered, what the networks would look like, what the premiums would look like. And so they oftentimes don't even really understand exactly what it is they have. Somebody would say, well, do you have a supplement? Oh, yeah, I have a supplement. I've got one of those Advantage supplements. Well, no, you don't have one of those because those don't exist. Right? It's a hard thing to get your head around, because I feel for the folks that are going through it, especially the first time, because you got to think about it, Matthew. There's a person turning 65 years old. Their entire life, they've had one type of health insurance structure, and all of a sudden, you're asking them to completely uproot that and switch over to this entirely different animal that they really have no experience in, and it can be very intimidating. And oftentimes, people, they'll just buy whatever comes up, whatever they like best right away. So that's why this annual election period exists, so that people, if they did get into something that they didn't really know or like, that they have that ability every year to reach out and change it and make their situation that much more improved.
So, Greg, how can someone get a hold of you if they've got questions on their health insurance?
Well, the best way is obviously just to reach out and give me a call. My phone number is 850-842-2400. Again, 850-842-2400. That's the best way. Just give me a call. We can talk through whatever questions you have. If you're calling and you want to know specifics, which is even better, have your medications on hand so I can make sure that they're in the formulary. Have your doctor's names available so that we can check them, make sure they're in the network. And just have an idea of what you have or what it is you're looking for, and we can talk through all those little details, and I can send them either snail mail or email all the information that we discuss on the call, and hopefully they'll at least find a little bit more peace in what it is that they're doing going forward.
That's cool. Thank you, Greg, so much for joining us on the show today. I really appreciate it. Hopefully this has been some good information and good knowledge for people out there. And if anyone has any questions, again, on how to reach Greg, and you didn't get his phone number, you can always reach the radio station to get a hold of myself, Matthew at Claimology. You can reach us at 850-684-4794. That's the line to Claimology. Or you can call right now to the office at the radio program at 850-437-1620. And thank you so much again, Greg, for coming on and explaining a little bit more about insurance and the importance of the health side of understanding what people need, and especially with this enrollment period now, this election period.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you both. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
You have a great day, too. So, Ruthie, that was fantastic. I'm glad we were able to have Greg on. Greg is I've known Greg for a while, and he's extremely knowledgeable in the insurance business. He used to own, run, manage, and consult for PNC, which is property and casualty. He understands the insurance world. He understands what it's like to be a consumer and also someone that sells insurance. So having someone like that give extra information and knowledge is extremely powerful. So again, today's radio program is all about helping people understand what they don't understand and how that can be a detriment to them. It's you're only foolish if you don't ask questions. And I have had to learn this the hard way myself. I was a fool for a very long time. I hate to say that, but I was. It's only because I thought I knew a lot, but in reality, I didn't know much at all. And the insurance business has taught me so much about really asking more questions, really getting down to the nitty-gritty of things. And if I have a question on something, to go to other people who are professionals that have been there longer in the business, that understand the nuances of what's happening, and even the legal parameters, the laws that govern insurance, and what case law is, and how the courts rule on things when you have a problem. Because that's another issue that people run against, is they buy the coverage that they think they need, and the carriers don't honor that agreement, and then they're stuck saying, what do I do next? Where do I turn? Who can help me? And that's what ends up happening to people, especially now during the hurricane losses, is there's going to be a lot of people out there advertising that, hey, yeah, we can help you file your insurance claim and sue your insurance company for you. A lot of attorneys out there, they're good attorneys at what they do. They might be a great, excellent family law attorney. They might be a great tax attorney. They may be a good construction contract attorney, but they're not an insurance attorney. And the reason why that's important, it's like going to a doctor. You could have a fantastic podiatrist, but the podiatrist is not your brain surgeon. You'd be a fool to go to your podiatrist and say, hey, listen, I'm going to give you a scalpel. I want you to open up my brain. I want to get you this tumor out. Anybody,
don't do that.
I mean, unless you want to play with your life. And that's the same thing with insurance. You're kind of gambling with your life, because insurance is there to protect you, to hopefully make you as whole as possible in the event you have a major loss. So it's really important to vet attorneys, vet public adjusters, their credentials, find out what they're about, what their network is like, how they can help you, the contractors that they know. It's really, really important for people to do some research before just jumping in blindly, because during this time of stress, it's very, very easy to just hand the car keys over, hand the house keys to somebody and let them into your home. And I'm going to say most attorneys are going to try to do the right thing. But that's the big thing. They're going to try to do the right thing. You want the ones that are going to be able to do the right thing. And that's a big difference, especially when it comes to understanding insurance law. So today we covered a lot of topics. We covered a lot of ground. But I really encourage anyone out there, if you have questions, reach out to us. My name is Matthew. I'm with Claimology. We're a public adjusting schoolhouse. We teach people how to be public adjusters. We teach this. We're licensed CE instructors for other public adjusters, which is continuing education in the insurance world. And then at the same time, we're also public adjusters and insurance advocates. We will actually help file claims for you, and we can help hold your hand and walk through the process to make sure that you get the best settlement possible when there's a covered loss. So again, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us. I'd rather give my time for free and help people with my knowledge and expertise to put them in the right direction, because at least I know if they hit a wall and they come back, we've set ourselves up good and to help people out. So again, you can always look out at us at Claimology at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com, or visit us at, or give us a call at 850-684-4794.